Hospitalitychain.com, the world's first online hub designed for the hospitality, culinary, and catering industry. From leading food and beverage brands to professional food service equipment, Hospitalitychain.com makes sourcing simple. Search, select, buy direct, and save all in one global marketplace. Welcome, everybody, to a very special edition of the Fell Into Food podcast. I am your host, Chef Jeff Fell. In this episode, it is all about the National Restaurant Association show. As I hit the floor talking to some of our favorite vendor partners and a bunch of new ones, please note the audio quality on this episode is probably a little up and down as I got some new mics that I was trying out in the field, and I was kind of rolling solo on this, so bear with the audio and did our best to make it sound aesthetically as we possibly could. Also, this episode is probably best watched instead of listened to, as when we're doing these interviews, we're walking around. There may be gaps in the audio as we are walking around folks, different areas of their booths to show us different parts of equipment. So join us on YouTube or now on Spotify to watch this very special episode of the National Restaurant Association show, episode of the Fell Into Food podcast. Enjoy. What's up, guys? We're here with Chef Joe with Ovention. Joe, what we got going on at the NRA show today?
And at the NRA's been going on all week, but let me show you something you've probably never seen, and it's called the Matchbox. It's a Matchbox oven. What you can do is we got a pizza right here, right? On side, if when that pizza goes in, comes out the rack. So every time I got my wing going back in, when that pizza's done, everything that stands on deck can go back in. This is, look, think about pizzas, think about sandwiches, think about all your places you could go with this and develop new recipes. Everything here, once it's done, once I program it, guess what, folks? It's done. Nobody, you don't need the labor that you have now, because you can walk up and hit pizza and it's gonna be a pizza. So you guys, thanks for joining us. Come on out to the NRA and check us out.
You heard it. Chef Joe here with Ovention. Amazing technology. You got to see him if you're here at the NRA.
Let's kick it.
Good to have me, Jeff. Appreciate you having us. We are at National Restaurant Association 2024. And this is our beautiful line for Pitaya Foods. We are your one-stop shop for frozen exotic superfruits, all the way from dragon fruit to acai, coconut, and also ready-to-eat smoothie bowls. Ooh, and brand new, we're not just sorbets, they are sorbetters.
Sorbetters, absolutely love it. So what do we have behind us going on? Yeah. Maybe show the
absolutely,
folks.
Absolutely, yeah. So right here are the sorbetters we just talked about. So these are very similar to an ice cream type texture and flavor and creaminess. Functional, better for you sorbets with dragon fruit, acai, coconut, and passion fruit. What makes us different is that these are loaded with functional ingredients.
Awesome.
Our dragon fruit, high in magnesium and fiber, great deep red, high antioxidant and beautiful taste. Acai loaded with energy with vitamin B. Coconut MCT oils for a nice little mental clarity boost in the middle of the day.
Okay.
And our passion fruit, beautiful, loaded with immunity, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Beautiful, powerful tart flavor to it.
Absolutely, that's amazing.
So what else over we got? Here we have our ready-to-eat smoothie bowls. Also very function forward as well too. We have five smoothie bowl flavors. We have an immunity that is a passion fruit based, an inner health that is a dragon fruit based, high in probiotics, a recover bowl that has 10 grams of protein. This is personally one of my favorites, chocolate banana and a sunflower butter.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yep, tastes like a dessert.
Amazing.
We have a clarity bowl, which is a coconut, pineapple, blue spirulina. And then also
blue spirulina. I love hearing that. That's not a lot of people know about blue spirulina, but it has got some crazy awesome health benefits that people just don't know about. So I love hearing that.
Absolutely. And a big benefit to me and my family, actually, I have a 4-year-old son, and he's negotiating for ice cream for breakfast these days. And I'm not going to feed him ice cream for breakfast. So this blue spirulina coconut pineapple clarity bowl looks like ice cream. And I feel good giving this to my son, feeding him in the morning.
and it keeps them happy.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. And then over here, we got some cubes and pieces.
Absolutely. Yes. So we actually have pre-portioned smoothie packs.
Okay.
And also IQF frozen cubes.
Okay.
So we have dragon fruit, passion fruit, hot off the press is our new pomegranate. No one else is doing this in the industry right now. These are seedless pomegranate cubes right here. High in antioxidants as well. Deep red color.
Yeah.
Not just great for smoothies, but you drop one of these into a cocktail or a mocktail, it's a nice finishing touch for you.
Yeah.
Interesting items like jackfruit, as well as avocado, coconut, aloe vera, plantains. Again, your one-stop shop for any superfruit that you need.
That's absolutely amazing. And where can people find these?
Yes, so we are available at Dot nationwide. We also work with US Foods and Sysco and a lot of regional distributors as well. So most likely, if you are looking for us, we are there. We also are on Webstaurant. Order from us as well. And directly on our site at thetayafoods.com.
Thaya Foods, awesome. Now, we've got someone we got to talk to, right? To bring in the backstory of this.
Yes,
so absolutely. Whenever we're ready for that, I'd love to bring him in.
Chuck, the man, the myth, the legend.
Boom. All right, so now we're with Chuck from Thaya Foods. Tell us the backstory. How did this all begin?
Sure, it's a pretty long story. We've been in business 14 years, but started working at a nonprofit down in Nicaragua. Thesis was you could help alleviate poverty through growth of the private sector. So we'd help small businesses grow. Turned out to be a lot of agriculture. Kind of my aha moment was Nicaragua is the second poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. So a lot of these farmers couldn't afford pesticides.
Mm.
So I saw Nicaragua as this huge untapped resource for organic raw material. Didn't really know what it was. Spent out a year there meeting with farmers, understanding farm capacities. Went back to New York City where I'm from. And as I'm walking around, acai was exploding, coconut water was exploding, and I was like, where's my dragon fruit smoothie that I was drinking every day in Nicaragua? And kind of went back on a fact-finding mission, realized everything that was consumed locally. So my thought was I could help increase some income for these farmers by opening up the U.S. market.
That's awesome.
Built a frozen supply chain out of there. We promised these farmers we'd buy 100% of the USDA organic dragon fruit they could produce, and we'd help them get certified. 14 years later, we've helped over 1,000 farms down in Nicaragua get USDA certified organic. We make a really big impact. We've put over $35 million into the local economy. We're super proud of that. It's really part of our DNA. And now we're trying to take what we learned in Nicaragua and apply it to supply chains around the world.
That's absolutely.
It's a long story.
But it's a great story. It's awesome to hear, you know, folks here in America helping other countries that maybe don't have the access, the resources, and really then giving back to those communities, right? Giving them the support, the resources that they need that they otherwise normally wouldn't get.
For sure.
And that's what I love about some of the brands that we've got here today at the NRA is it's more than just a product. It's a story. There's a bigger meaning to it, right? Obviously, we all want to sell food and we want to sell our products, but when you can get behind something and there's a really good byproduct of that.
Yeah. And that's what it is. Like when you, we're not like, it's not a separate social mission. Like it's who we are. And
right.
Like, we're not out there every day trying to like think about our social mission. We're trying to grow the business, and we grow the business. That's the impact grows.
Right.
Right. And so I think some people struggle with like mission forward without thinking about the business, and you have to do both.
Absolutely. Yeah. Chuck, don't want to take any more of your time.
Thanks, Jim.
Really appreciate you coming on. So stay tuned. Get yourself some Thaya Foods all across the US and Dot Foods. Like you said, Jason gave it all. We'll put all the links in the bio as well.
Thank you.
What's up, Chef Jeff here at the Irinox booth, and I am with Chef George. He is going to show us a huge, beautiful piece of equipment. What do we got going on here, George?
So it's our MultiFresh Next, with just like the other ones that are R290. Now we've got it in a roll-in that's self-contained. The compressor's right on top, so it'll be just plug and play. We'll get it right into your kitchen.
All right. Can we open her up?
Sure, let's open her up here.
Let's take a look.
There we go.
Wow. Look at that.
Now we can put roll-ins. Any size roll-in, we can roll right inside.
Wow. That is incredible. Maybe talk about some of the functions of the MultiFresh Next. I know folks are still getting used to it, so maybe walk through a few of those functions.
Let's go to the screen. It's just like using your phone. You have the nice 10-inch panel. We do, of course, the blast chilling, shock freezing, cold holding, and because we have also heating capabilities, we could do warm holding, thawing your unit, so anything that you want to defrost overnight, you thaw it in this unit now. We also have the low temperature cooking. We could also proof because we go from negative 31 degrees to 185 degrees. So within that positive temperature, we could also low temperature cook, proofing, pasteurizing.
Yeah, I want to talk about for a second the low temp cooking. Incredible. I did some al pastor in it.
That's perfect. That's great.
You know, low, slow cooked it, and then you're able to chill it right down, go through all the cycles. Now that's a new feature to these new units and something that I think people don't use enough.
So it's kind of like the low temperature cooking, kind of like where you do anything you're doing sous vide, but without the bag.
Right.
Because we could hold it to 1 degree Celsius. That's how accurate we are. Let's open it up real quick. So our probe has three thermal couplings. So you put it in your unit, whatever you're cooking, like a roast beef, mm-hmm. set it to 130, and it'll come out 130 perfect to get a perfect medium rare.
Awesome.
So you could set the machine, hold it at cold, get it to 130, and if you wanted to, it'll blast chill it. So when you come in the morning, it's ready to slice.
Wow. Incredible. So
we're the only ones who could cook and chill all in the same cavity.
I know. These things are amazing. Have the small one at the kitchen that we play with.
Yeah, I see it all the time.
On the mass level, it's incredible to see how big this is and how much money, energy that a piece of equipment like this could save you. So if you're curious about this, check out Aeronox's website. It's got all the specs, all the stuff. Is this ready to go? Is it ready?
It's ready to go. We've tested it. It's ready to go in Europe. We've got our UL certification, so it's ready to come to the United States. So we order it now. It'll be ready by September.
So there you go. By this fall, you can have one of these in your kitchen and be like, unlike anyone else. Thanks, Chef. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Chef.
Still here at the Aeronox booth with Chef Fernando. He's going to show us the CP
next. So our family of, our single focus, we do the refrigeration, blast chill, and shock freezing really, really well. Well, once you blast chill or shock freeze your items, then what? We need to come up with a system that is actually going to keep the cold chain so that we keep our creations nice and delicious so that when we sell them, our customers fall in love with them. So CP next, the conservation pastry in Italy. We work with a lot of pastry chefs, gelato, and this is more of a front of the house kind of an item. As the customers are coming in, they're like, oh, I'm gonna get a pizza, but oh, wait, I'm gonna take one of these and one of those and one of those. It is one of the most efficient holding cabinets in the world. Why? Because of the way we build it. As you can see on Friday when we set up, it's Monday already, we loaded up this whole cabinet, and you can see we got croissants, we got pastries uncovered. We're holding them frozen. By tomorrow, when we break down, if you come back and you try some of my cakes, they're going to be nice and moist, and they're never going to be dry. Why? You probably won't be able to get the shot, but we have a little pyramid that's kind of like a cascading effect. The airflow is going to be so gentle that it will never, ever over dry your product. So when you go thaw it out, we have it in the negative. The one over there, we have it in the positive, or also the option to hold it for chocolate at 59 degrees. So we got options for the pastries. But one great thing about it, say I'm loading, putting product, taking product out, and I have the door open for 2-3 minutes or maybe even more. The temperature obviously is gonna rise, correct? But as soon as we close the door, the recovery, it's so fast and efficient. Within a few minutes, we're gonna come back to negative 13 so fast, meaning your product that you already had there is not going to be compromised.
Wow.
Another great thing that we do, you can control the moisture up to 6 different levels from 40 to 90%.
Wow.
So that gives you the ability to really take charge of your product so that you're really not losing whatever temperature, moisture your creations require. We can be that precise. And defrost, it's automatic. You don't have to worry about that. Oh, and you want HACCP reporting?
Of course we need HACCP reporting.
All you gotta do is get an email from get the Fresh Cloud set up on your phone, and any of our new machines are connected to the Fresh Cloud. So we got that HACCP box check.
Oh, that's beautiful. There's nothing more than needing that log. Someone comes in, they need to see that report, being able to just click it on your phone. Here you go.
And it's the truth. It's not never gonna lie to you.
That's right. Chef Fernando, amazing piece of equipment. Thank you so much for taking the time to show us this.
My pleasure, man. Thank you.
What's up, everybody? Chef Jeff with friend of the pod, Emra from Oregon Fruit. Emra, what we got going on today at the Inari Show?
Okay, so here we are with Oregon Fruit, obviously a fruit company based out of Oregon. So today we're doing a big beverage specialty. So we are...
Switch sides,
yep.
There we go.
So right here we have our lemonade. Three ingredients, Jeff. Cane sugar, water, lemon juice. This is brand new because it's starting to ship shelf stable.
Yes, shelf stable. Big news.
Some problems over here. So what we've done is we've taken our lemonade and we've added a whole bunch of fruit purees to it.
Boom.
Right. There
look
it is.
Look at that.
And it's so easy. So we take one bottle and we add 1 gallon of water to it.
Incredible.
Easy.
Incredible.
Easy peasy. So then we're adding fruit purees to it. So we're adding our dragon fruit thing.
Okay. I have to.
Yes, please.
Yes. That is one of my favorites.
We have tangerine. We have strawberry. Now, this is what I love the most. It's like you can see how yours is totally incorporated.
Yeah.
This one's kind of sinking. It's because this is our diced fruit. So this has pieces of fruit that's going to come up the straw, and you're going to get a little piece of strawberry. It's like boba, but it's real fruit.
Oh, real fruit.
Real fruit.
Love it.
Yeah. Strawberry, marionberry, tangerine. We've got all kinds of flavors. We were doing a spicy passion fruit yesterday. Went so fast, we sold out of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she said marionberry. Go check out the episode we recorded on the pod, the regular pod. She talks all about the marionberry and how it's native to Oregon. That's anything correct. Else? What else we got?
This is what we have. So we're doing agua frescas as well. So we did a pink guava and mango agua fresca because tropicals are huge right now. And we are selling out of it like crazy.
Hey, where does everyone go? They want to find out more about the Oregon fruit. Obviously stop by the NRA booth.
9145 in the Lakeside Center.
But if not, how do folks get a hold of this amazing product?
Reach out to us, OregonFruit.com. Email us at foodservice@OregonFruit.com, and we will take the best care of you can imagine.
You're the best. Thanks, Emra. Good to see you. What's up? Chef Jeff here. I am with Manny with Just Baked. Amazing innovation and technology. Manny, walk us through what we got going on here.
Absolutely, Jeff. So this is Just Baked. Our smart bistro is our autonomous dining. So basically, you would show up, the guest would show up, and we have brands like White Castle's, Wow Bao, brand new line, Dirty Cookie, featured on Shark Tank. And basically, the consumer would come up and select White Castle's. There is allergens. There is nutrition. And basically, they could order. It's a 4-pack. They could buy now. The system will try to upsell you. Continue. And it is starting to heat up. And it will come out the elevator door in a few seconds. And you can enjoy White Castle's.
So it's got refrigeration. It's got heating inside of it. Talk maybe a little of that tech inside of what we got going here.
So basically, the products are loaded frozen. It will then come down to a refrigerated state where you'll see the temperature here. Then is what we call slacking. From there, the images will appear on the screen when they're available for sale. If the product is still slacking, the images will not appear. Also, when the product is selected, there's an arm that works behind the refrigerator, pushes it into the heating element, and it starts heating up the product.
That's incredible technology. It also has an app attached to it.
There's an app.
So you don't have to just come up and try and order. You can have this thing ready to go on your phone.
So we have an app that the consumer can locate all the kiosks that are in the location. And then from there, they can select which kiosk and which, how many and what kind of items are in those kiosks. And then if they would want to reserve it, they can reserve the item. And then from there, when they get to the kiosk at a particular time, here it's coming out.
Look at that. Look.
Hot steamed White Castle's.
All right. We're gonna open it up. And I got to try it, right? We have real food.
Some napkins.
We got real live food. White Castle here, folks.
Absolutely.
Look at that. Look at this.
Look at this.
Look at that.
Cheese. Classic cheese. Amazing.
Like it's legit. Oh, my God. Like, it is hot.
Yeah,
Manny, God, Manny. Look at this thing. Look at it. I mean, you can't see the steam. I mean, I could see the steam, but...
Look at the vapor.
Oh, come on. Your White Castle and what? We've been talking for 3 minutes?
Yep. And I mean, obviously, it's a little party pack for...
And you've got all these options. You can load it with almost anything. You guys have a wide variety of partners.
Correct.
That you can go with.
Yep.
So where do people go if they want to learn more about the Just Bake systems, smart bistros? Where can they go?
So they just go to our website, justbakedkiosk.com, or call our office.
All right. So there you have it here with Just Baked. We'll put all their information down into the description below. You got to stop by and try it. It's amazing technology, especially with all the different things they got.
Bon appetit.
Chef Jeff. We're here at the Medico booth on the Lakeside Pavilion at the NRA. With me, Steve Saffron, the Zaden Group. Steve, thanks for coming on. Talk about, people see me talk about these. How about you talk about, especially maybe we've got fish unit, we've got the regular units, we've got this beautiful stainless steel unit behind us. Hit us up with some of this info on Medico.
So what we're doing here is we have an array of different products. We start out with our model 150, which is our smaller counter model unit. This unit only comes in black. And then we move to the model 400. And our 400 we can do as a meat or fish cabinet, either way. If you don't want this size, you want to go a little bit larger, we go to the model 700. This is a great size, comes in black, stainless, or two-tone.
And talk about this one.
And then this guy over here on the end is the panorama. So if you have a situation where your customers want to see the food from the other side, you'll be able to just walk by, visually see some beautiful meat being aged. One of the things that we should also mention is we do this model in a double door, the 700. So if you want double door, instead of pushing two single doors together and having a space, we have a beautiful double door unit. The control panel could be used by an app that is connected via internet, Wi-Fi. You can change it from anywhere in the world. Additionally, we will give you a HACCP report every 8 hours. So this is an additional service that we offer. And all in all, Medico is a sure winner.
You got to check out Medico. You know it's the best. You'll see me in the studio. We're going to play with more meat. Stay tuned for more from Medico. What's going on, everybody? Chef Jeff here. I am with Chef Sebastian with Unox. We are going to be talking Speed Pro today. Incredible piece of equipment that uses some awesome technology. Chef Sebastian's going to tell us all about it. I'm going to sneak back behind the camera so I can get some zoom in shots of this, because it's something you don't want to miss. So Chef Sebastian,
thank you so very much.
Take it away.
I appreciate that. Hello, everyone. As introduced, my name is Chef Sebastian Heil. I'm the market development specialist for Unox, and I would like to introduce you today to the Speed Pro, our interpretation of a speed oven. Now, for us, we always like to look at things a little bit differently. We've been a very innovation-driven company that enjoys pushing the envelope of what's capable these days. So when we were thinking about building a speed oven, for us, it was more than just building a speed oven. We wanted to create something that hasn't been there before. And with that, we created the oven with two soles. That's what we like to call the Speed Pro, because you actually have two things in here. You can either choose to have it as a pure convection oven for you for doing baking. And if you look on the side, there's a couple of examples for cookies, croissants and such. And you can put up to 3 half sheet pan size inside of these and start your baking process. But when it's time to start feeding the masses, speed is, of course, of the matter, right? A quick push of the button right here will prompt you to put a speed plate in. Pick your temperature that you would like to operate in. And then when, if I open this up, you will see what this speed plate is. The speed plate allows you to utilize the microwave technology and heat up items like sandwiches and such, or reheat slices of pizza in a very fast manner. One thing that makes this oven so unique, aside from also being a convection oven when you need to just be able to bake awesome product, is you can load up to 4 products into here and get those cooking simultaneously. Or you can load them one by one after each other. So you do not have to wait until the first item is done before you can load second, third, and fourth item. You, nobody has to wait in line. Everybody can get their product. And with a smart cooking technology, it actually will, every time when you open up the door, it will adjust the cooking temperature for you because it recognizes that it dropped in temperature.
Chef, show them the zone cooking. Oh. Show them in real action. It's incredible to see.
So if you pick your... It will take a little while to go for that, but in your programs, you can then pick items 1, 2, 3, 4. So let's say we pick an individual items and we say we're doing a sandwich. What you will see, it will preheat. I will right now, for the purpose of this, please do not do this at home or in your facility. Do not work around the smart preheat. What you see right now here is the multi-speed timer. So you have 4 different segments that match 4 different segments on the speed plate itself. And every single time you load an item, you would hit the timer, pick the item, and it would automatically start the cooking process. So we started talking about the smart cooking process, right? So let's say I open up and load another item into this.
Yep.
What the machine will do is it will automatically, if it was preheated, of course, adjust the temperature at the time of the cooking process so that the first sandwich comes out as equally cooked and as beautifully cooked as the last one that you're putting in. For us, it's all about creating consistency and allowing you to utilize technology for your advantage. That's what innovation should be about.
Awesome. Chef, thank you so much for coming on, talking about this awesome piece of equipment. I know there's some other really cool stuff
we can hit
in another video.
Yes.
But until next time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Check it out. What's going on? Chef Jeff here with Jeff from Zero Acre. Tell us all about this amazing product, what you got going on today here at the NRA show.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeff. Zero Acre oil is a new type of cooking oil that is very neutral in taste, has a very healthy fat profile, even more healthy fats than olive oil. Can be used for everything from salad dressings to deep frying.
Okay.
And it's made by fermenting sugarcane, which is the world's highest yielding crop, leading to a very small environmental footprint.
That's incredible. So how did this idea come about? What was the thought process to produce an oil?
It all started with a big effort to try and solve a problem, which is that vegetable oils are used basically in everything, everywhere, in all culinary applications, but they're not particularly good for us and they're not particularly good for the planet. So things like canola oil and soybean oil and cottonseed oil and corn oil, these are very prevalent. They're 1 in 5 calories we eat are from these oils.
Wow.
And chefs just haven't had a good alternative. So we wanted to bring something to market that was good for people and good for the planet. And that led us to fermentation and Zero Acre Oil.
Wow, incredible. So what are you showing off today here at the show for folks that swinging by, running through? What can they anticipate when they try? Obviously French fries, because those are phenomenal.
Everyone loves French fries.
You do, and you can taste the cleanliness of it. You really can. It's if you are in the industry or you've been around a lot of oils, you can tell. And it just feels clean when you eat it. It doesn't feel like it's bogging you down. What else you got going on? I see some cool stuff over here.
Yeah. Thanks for saying that. And I mean, really, French fries, they don't have to be so bad. Everyone loves French fries. They don't have to be this guilty food. They can just be potatoes, salt, and healthy fats. And so that's what we're doing in partnership with Jesse and Ben's and their frozen potatoes.
Okay.
So the French fries, you know, you really just taste the potatoes and salt, which is great. We also have some dips and sauces that are made with Zero Acre oil, and you really notice some flavor shining through, like with the serrano chili, for example, here. And then we also have shots of oil straight up. If people,
what better way though, if you really want to understand what something tastes like in its natural form?
That's right.
Because again, some people think it's a gimmick. Oh, I can't be healthy. Try it in its raw form. And to have that out as a sample really shows that you believe in the product. It is what it is. It's not a gimmick of we say this, but it's another. It's truly, this is what the mission is and our products.
Yep. And maybe we should have done this, but what we don't have is shots of canola oil and soybean oil next to it to compare.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want to do that to people to make them take shots of that sort of vegetable oil. But it's very neutral. If you taste it, maybe it's a little buttery.
You know what? Why don't we just do it, right?
Okay.
It doesn't hurt. Do a little shot of oil here.
Cheers.
Cheers. That's incredible.
What do you taste?
I want to say like nothing. Like
there we go.
Like literally, I was like, what's the answer? Nothing. It tastes like nothing, which
right.
is a good sign. There's no aftertaste. There's no, it's just, it's clean. And it doesn't sit on your tongue like a lot of fats do, right? It really coats the back of and the sides of your tongue. It just goes down smooth. That is incredible stuff. Now, where are you guys, who are you partnering with? You know, where are you got distribution at? Things of that nature.
Yeah. So we are selling to consumers as well at zeroacre.com. We like to kind of build the ground so all consumers that are supporting the mission. And we work with a number of restaurants all across the country. We work with US Foods and a number of broadline distributors. We're getting into Dot Foods.
Okay.
And we work with everyone from independent mom and pop small restaurants up through Michelin star restaurants. And we've even done a partnership with Shake Shack for frying in their New York locations.
Wow, that's awesome. And I see it comes in, you've got the bottles, assuming that's more consumer style. And then how does it come? Does it come in a bigger?
We also have 1 gallon jugs for restaurants, as well as the 35-pound, 5-gallon jugs.
Yep. Perfect. Awesome. Amazing product. If you're at the NRA show, come by, try these. Just drink a shot of oil like we did. It is phenomenal. Jeff, love the mission. Love the product. Thank you so much for being on.
Thanks, Jeff.
What's up, guys? Chef Jeff here. I'm with Andrew from Broaster Company. And they've got an amazing piece of equipment that won a KI award. So Andrew, tell them a little bit about what we got right here in front of us.
Yes, so right here we have our E24. With our E24 right here, you're able to cook the most amount of chicken using the least amount of oil, the least amount of hood space, and as well in the least amount of time. Right here, depending on what you're cooking, you can do tenders, you can do bone-in chicken.
Okay.
And essentially, bone-in chicken-wise, you can cook up to 64 pieces in 12 minutes.
That's a lot of chicken.
Yes, it is.
Now, what about bone in, bone out? How fast does that go?
So it depends if you're doing fresh or if you're doing hand-breaded tenders. So our hand-breaded tenders, basically on our rack with our broaster, with our GBC tenders right here, we can fit about 84 tenders, and you're able to cook those in essentially about 4.5 minutes.
Wow, that's an incredible. And then obviously you have this beautiful display. Maybe touch a little bit about that, because a lot of them units now, it's a couple buttons, but you've got a full display here.
Yeah, so with our unit right here, essentially we have a pre-programmed menu on what you can use on here. So essentially we have it listed already from if you're doing an eight-piece cut, if you're doing all legs, you're doing all thighs, we have a turkey setting on there.
Wow.
If you've ever had a deep-fried pork chop, we have a deep-fried pork chop setting on here. It's pretty amazing. But essentially the awesome thing about ours is the convenience of it. So once you have your racks loaded, essentially we have a tool. You're able to preload racks as you're cooking, slide them on in, and then essentially from here, two hands down, you're able to bring it down, creates the pressure, the process starts. Once it's done cooking, essentially one hand, you press, it comes right on up.
Wow.
Makes it a lot easier and more efficient for anyone that wants to use our product.
Wow. I can see why this would win a Kitchen Innovations Award. Super easy, super simple for the operator, especially with that touchscreen.
Yep.
Being able to pre-program it, have it ready to go. Anyone in the kitchen can just push the buttons and make it happen.
Yep, and essentially another thing that makes it really, really efficient, it helps the oil life. So here at the show, we have cooked 3 tons of chicken.
God, it's a lot of chicken.
Yep, in our kitchen, we've had this. We have our regular 2400, and we have our 1800 series. So a large of our part of our workhorse has been this in our kitchen here. As far as for oil retention and efficiency, every time you pull up, it does a cycle automatically. Oh. So as it's draining from the product, it's cleaning the vat. And at the same time, too, we have a built-in fresh oil reservoir into here. They can hold 2 gallons of fresh oil. And essentially from there, if, you know, as you cook, it absorbs in the product or leaves out a little bit, right? It's able to sensor in there and top you off right away. So it allows you to always have fresh oil going. The reason why I brought up, we cooked 3 tons of chicken. We've only had to change this fryer twice.
Show.
Once on Monday and then today, last day of the show, when we're cleaning it out to take it back to Wisconsin.
Now that's a big piece. You got to remember all those burnt and bits that get stuck inside of these units. It's cleaning all of that out, so you don't have to worry about that between cycles, which is a big issue. Even in a regular fryer, you're dropping something, the bits, they start to burn.
Yep.
That translates into the flavor of the food. So not having to worry about that, that's a game changer.
Yes.
So clearly would make sense why this would be a Kitchen Innovations Award winner. Where does everyone go if they want to know more about Broaster and all the different lines of products?
Yeah, super simple. You go to broaster.com. You're able to type in your information. Then we're able to contact you, and we'll get you the right person who you need to talk to and get you more information.
There you have it. Broaster KI Award winner. Thanks, Andrew.
Awesome.
Appreciate
Thank you.
You.
Awesome.
All right, we're here at Citrus America. The man, the myth, the legend that needs no introduction. Jay from Citrus America. Jay, take it away with what you got at the booth today.
Hey, everybody. What a great event that we've had here. But I'll tell you what, we have some of the most amazing citrus juicing equipment on the market by far. Our equipment can juice lemons, limes, oranges, tangerines, blood oranges. Even our biggest equipment can do grapefruit back there. It's incredible. But even better, pomegranates. If you find the right size pomegranates, any of our equipment can do pomegranates. We love it. Absolutely. So this right here, this is our Revolution. It's our smallest unit, very small footprint. It's perfect for any small operator doing a handful of fruit every day or every week. She's a perfect unit. When it comes to most food service operators, we're going to move you into our fantastic MAS or our fantastic FSB. Either of them do 30 fruit a minute. 30 fruit, you guys. That's a whole case in like 3-4 minutes. It really knocks out. You just drop it in the MAS. The FSB, you just press a button. It moves. It juices. We have the most robust equipment on the market. We're all 304 stainless steel. We are built to last, Austrian engineered. It doesn't get any better than Austrian engineering, you guys. Robust equipment, best end product in the business because we're the only ones with a moving knife. That knife that goes up and down keeps the peel oil out of the juice. Peel oil is what we think of as citric acid when we're drinking orange juice, but it's not citric acid that gives us heartburn. It's peel oil. That moving knife right there in the middle, as it comes up, it gives us a nice clean cut, and that's going to give us the best juice on the market. That's what we're all about here at Citrus America, the Citricasa's juicers out of Austria, most robust, best equipment, best end product in the business.
You got to see Jay on socials. He's all over. He's always posting. He's all over the nation. So make sure you follow him on all of every, you're on LinkedIn. You're everywhere, right?
We're everywhere. We're juicing across the country. We have the juice mobile. We're doing it, keeping it fresh, keeping it real.
Awesome. Love the fresh juice. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you so much. Great seeing you.
Here I am with Force of Nature, and I am with Emily. She's going to tell us all about the brand. I'm super excited. Growing up on a farm, Emily, tell us about Force of Nature.
So Force of Nature is a fresh and frozen meat company based in Austin, Texas. We sell regeneratively raised product, which means our ranchers practice regenerative principles on the land that actually improves the quality of the soil. We source from regenerative ranchers all over the U.S., and we bring venison and elk in from New Zealand. It's available all over the country. We're in natural and conventional locations, and okay, we're trying to do a better job of bringing food service.
Yeah, so you haven't hit food service yet?
We are. Right now, we're in Hoptoddy locations nationally, and then True Food Kitchen, as well as some mom and pop shops.
Okay, so you bring all those brands together, all these farmers. Now, are you guys doing the processing, or are you more the distribution kind of? How does that all work?
So ranchers are not always the best marketers. They are good at what they do. We try and make it really easy for them and connect the rancher to the consumer.
Oh, that's amazing. So all sorts of products, basically anything that they provide and produce, you guys help get that out.
Yeah, right now we have all your traditional proteins, beef, bison. We also do venison and elk. And wild caught Texas boar.
Okay, what's the most popular right now?
Right now, our hands down bestseller is our ancestral blends, which has a lot of organ meats incorporated into it. Makes it really easy to get that ancestral diet in a more modern, mild.
So how are they doing that? How are they adding that into the product?
It's a grind product, so it's really easy to mix a basic like beef grind. We do bison grind. It's available in the venison as well, with heart and liver incorporated right into it. So it's more easy to prepare and switch out for a basic burger. It's really great in spaghetti sauces, tacos, things like that.
Yeah, and I love regenerative farming. Again, look it up if you don't know what that means. It's things like planting clover that can pull nitrogen and methane from cows, putting it back into the soil. That way you can grow things like corn that then need a lot of nitrogen. And it's that full regenerative cycle, so that way you're not really getting all those emissions and gases that you always hear about. It gets such a bad rap. And that's what regenerative farming is really trying to do, is to take that away and have a full cycle in their products, as well as usually a lot of them control their own feed, and so that the pricing isn't as crazy as what you would see on the conventional market.
Well, so really what we're doing is working with nature. So if we just allow nature to do what she's really great at, the system takes care of itself. So these animals are consuming this really amazing grass. If we take care of the grass and the soil, it grows this incredible ground cover that the animals are consuming. So it produces a more nutrient-rich, more flavorful meat, while actually putting more nutrients back into the soil. So it's just a more virtuous system that is self-perpetuating.
I love it.
It's beautiful.
Where do people go if they want to find more about you guys and the product, socials, website, etc.?
Yeah. So you can find us on forceofnature.com. Our Instagram handle on all of our social is Force of Nature Meats. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Check out Force of Nature. They're here in the natural section.
Awesome.
Well, welcome to NRA. I'm the director of key accounts here at HATCO. One of the big cool things we have now is our to-go solution. So obviously we've been working in that locker area, making sure that food's going to be kept good quality, good heat as it's being, you know, ready to pick up. Right now we actually have a brand new option. It's going to be an indoor and an outdoor locker. So you can actually build this into your exterior wall. It's going to be rated for all sorts of weather, temperature, rain, sleet, snow, outdoor rated control. And as you can see here, fully stainless steel doors, so it keeps insulated and you make sure you keep your product heated. On the back side, you can kind of see exactly how it's going to function. So right here, I can see I have all these available lockers. I can choose actually up to four lockers. So if I do have a large order, I can choose four lockers. So the customer's not entering in four different codes. All the customer has to do is enter in one code and all four doors will pop. So in this case, let's just use the top two. I'm going to hit place order and go ahead and put the customer's first name and last initial. Now it's going to ask me to place my food. So once the food is placed, the employee can go right back to doing whatever they were doing in the kitchen, prepping food, making food, whatever works. And now on the other side, the customer is going to be able to come in and access their food product. So let's show you how that one works. So this will work for a standard customer coming in, and it even works for your Grubhub, Uber Eats, any of your third-party apps, because as the driver were to come in or the customer comes in, they touch the screen to continue. It prompts you for the first name and last initial, which all of those third parties will get when I place an order. I simply put in the name and hit enter, and now I have access to my food, and I didn't even have to come inside the store. So it can kind of keep traffic away from the front counter, eliminate some of that congestion, and make it really easy for your customer to come in and get their food product.
That's awesome. What else do you have going on? We got the lockers, great stuff. Yeah. Obviously known very well for our slides and things. So let's show the folks some of that.
So we definitely have all of our merchandising options. So in the HATCO line, you have your basic all the way up to your glass shelves. So you have a standard GRSDS. You can see here, we actually have the third rendition, which is glass shelves, where the glass shelf actually becomes the resistor and becomes the heat, both top and bottom heat. This has been a really popular product. We also have here is our elliptical design. So it's same technology, heated base and overhead heat. And then obviously we're known for our merchandisers, and that really controls the environment and allows you to add humidity to the product as well. We do have another really cool option right here though. This one here is a brand new floor standing air curtain design. So it's not an air curtain in a traditional sense where the air is coming down in front. It's actually circulated on each shelf. So it's gonna be going up and down the same arm. There's a return duct. And what that's gonna do is allow you to get up to 180 degrees on each one of the shelves. As you can see from the trivet in there, it allows the food to be placed a little bit above the heating pad. So that way it's not drying out the product. This is really just taking that merchandiser technology that we had and making it for a much larger volume application. And now we do have it in full glass with the glass doors on the back. So it's extremely appealing. It's all about the food and merchandising.
Where does someone go if they want to know more about HATCO? A lot of customization. Where do they go to do all that?
So the best thing to do would be go to HATCOcorp.com, and you can see all of our different products that we have to offer, spec sheets, color charts, DL configurators. It also will allow you to look for a local rep. We have reps all across the country. You can reach out to them, and you can also work with any of your dealer networks that you typically buy your equipment from.
Thanks, Ryan.
You're welcome.
What's up? Chef Jeff here with Inanna with Atoria's Family Bakery. She's going to tell us the story about how they got started and a little bit about their products. Take it away.
Hi, everyone. So we're Atoria's Family Bakery. Our bakery started about 32 years ago in Gilroy, California. Our family is actually originally from Iran. So flatbreads like lavash are the staple of that area. And so when our parents ended up immigrating to the U.S., they were in California and there was no good lavash bread. So our dad, who was an engineer, worked with his mom's recipe that had been passed down through the generations, and created a machine that could kind of mass produce lavash that tasted delicious and used ingredients that were just clean and pure and really recipes that our family have been eating for generations.
Yeah.
So we started that way. We started by delivering to local supermarkets, and then eventually restaurant chefs would come and buy out the supermarkets. So
Wow. We
decided to start expanding and selling more in the restaurant space.
That's amazing. And yeah. Where do you distribute out of? How do folks get the products?
Yeah, so now my siblings and I have joined the family business, and as a unit, we've been working to grow distribution. You can find our products in Dot Foods. So if you work with any of the major broadliners, you can find our foods there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And maybe talk the product line real quick, because again, this looks amazing. And
maybe
some of the different types that you've got, different applications that you see folks in the field using it for.
Yeah, definitely. So lavash is our main bread, I would say, and it's a really thin flatbread. It's fully baked, ready to use. We have a lot of people using those for wraps, whether it be fresh in the restaurant, breakfast wraps, or grab and go for pinwheels, or just in the containers. And then we also have the pita bread and naan bread as well.
I love the naan bread, especially because there's so many I see you got a little almost like pizza type thing.
Yes,
I love using naan
as
a base for a pizza, because you can make it crispy if you cook it a little longer. You can cook it under. My daughter loves it nice and soft, so it's still in her wheelhouse. So I absolutely love that. Are you guys in retail yet?
So our retail products can be found at Sprouts nationwide. You can find our lavash there. Whole Foods, we're mainly on the West Coast, so 5 regions. And then Safeway has been a partner for a long time too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amazing.
A lot of natural specialty stores too. So if you're in the California area or SoCal, like Lazy Acres and Bristol Farms. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're here with Chad from Winston. What do we got going on here at the show? All the different products that you represent?
Well, Winston, we make a patented technology called CVAP, stands for Controlled Vapor Technology. Basically, it is us prioritizing vapor temperature first, and air temperature is our secondary heat source that allows us to do all kinds of different cooking applications, such as bagless sous vide, which is the biggest player that we've got going right now. So give you an idea, there's a humidified drawer where we're holding tortillas. We've been holding these for about 4.5 hours there. And they're just like we put them in there this morning. They're perfect. Then same drawer with a different set point, holding very crispy chips. So that's opposite ends of the spectrum. And we take this technology into the rest of our product line. And this is our new booth this year for NRA. So we're pretty proud of it. So we come back into our full size holding cabinets, our stacked pairs, where we can do two different environments at the same time. Where we could be steaming and convection oven cooking, or sous vide and roasting, or whatever two applications you can do at the same time. Then we do have all kinds of other sizes and shapes and configurations of holding and cooking devices that you can probably find a spot for anywhere in your kitchen. Everything is ventless, so it doesn't have to be under a hood. And I'll take you one more spot over here, give you a little history of the company. Our founder created the first pressure fryer for the Colonel back in 1969, and that's what the company's been built on. And we still make this fryer today, and we're still you're still selling it to KFC, and they're still using it in all their locations.
So why would someone pick CVAP and Winston, that technology, over maybe say traditional technology?
Well, I think it gives you a little bit of versatility and a little bit of a window to be able to hold food and be able to serve in a quick service or a fast casual restaurant, and turn a lot more tables and still maintain the high level of quality that your customers are used to in your kitchen.
Awesome. If someone wants to know more about Winston, these products, where do they go to check that out?
Well, you can go to our website. It's winstonindustries.com. Or you can, you'll be able to find all of us on the website, no matter where you are in the country or even the world. We're a global company. You can find out who your local representative is and reach out to them.
Awesome. Thanks, Chad, for your time.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
What's going on, guys? Chef Jeff here. I'm with David from Sterling Steamers. David, what do we got going on today with your product, and why is this different than the other 1,000 steamers that are out on the market?
Okay, so we built this unit to have the same specs as a Cleveland 10-pan Gemini steamer. And we made it so it was faster and more efficient. This steamer goes through about 4 gallons of water an hour, where Cleveland, the other brands, go through about 50 to 75 gallons an hour. So we made it faster and way more efficient. And then also, the Clevelands and other generator-based steamers are hard to fix. and you have to de-lime them all the time because they go through a lot of water and collect a lot of minerals.
Okay.
So you can de-lime them too much where you eat a hole in the heat in the boiler, or you can, if you don't de-lime them enough, then they get caked with minerals and end up going out.
Right.
So to fix those other brands, it costs about $10,000 because the unit needs to be broken down, replace the generators, and then built totally back together. So costs about $10,000. Well, ours, we made it easy to fix. We put all the controls right in the front. This is a cabinet that opens up with taking out two screws. And we made it so everything is quick disconnect. So these generators, one goes to each cabinet.
Okay.
So when one goes down, you still have the other one. It flies with one wing.
Okay.
So you'll never be down a steamer. But these generators, quick disconnect, and they slide right out.
Wow.
And then you can replace them in 20 minutes with a wrench and a screwdriver.
Wow. I'm going to get a shot of that. Let's go down and take a look at that.
So, yeah, here's the two generators. And all these hoses and wires all come apart really easily. And this right here slides right out. And then you can put a new one right in and reconnect it, and you're back. So 20 minutes, and you got, you're back in business. And at the same time, you're not down both of them.
Yeah, that's a big thing for operators. You know, being down for a couple of days, you just can't. At least having one cabinet to doing double time, but at least you're not down.
Yeah, some restaurants base their whole restaurant on having a steamer. That's where most of their food comes from. So being down a steamer is not good. They panic. They're out of money. You know, they waste money and everything. So we made it really easy to fix and to be able to get back up and running. And then it recovers instantly. So, you know, it's super fast, recovers instantly, and you're not having the issues that you would with the other brands.
That's awesome. And where do people go if they want to learn more about Sterling, what you guys do, how to get a unit?
So our website is called sterlingsteamers.com. You can go there. It has all the information you would need on this unit and our other equipment, other steamers as well. Or you can give us a call. Our number is 260-403-5860.
Awesome. Thanks, David. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, we're now here at American Range with Nicole. Nicole, show us what we got going on.
Okay, so this is our Bakery Depth Energy Star convection oven. Has dependent doors. Our inside cavity is a little bigger than some of our competition, so you can fit six racks if you're doing things like cookies or smaller, flatter items. This is our single oven, and there's an optional cooling rack option below. And then we do offer this also as a double stacked unit. Double stacked units come with casters included in the package.
Cool. What else does American Range have to offer for the folks that are looking?
So we also are showing our new countertop line of equipment here. This is coming out soon. Redesigned countertop has inset legs to accommodate refrigerated bases. All of the units match up together, the griddle, the hot plate, and the char broiler for a nice front of the house appeal. This also matches up to our restaurant series ranges also. So same common bowl noses are used, also a nice front of the house appeal. And then the back guards are standard 8-inch back guards, griddles, char broilers, and hot plates to keep the grease and iron and prevent things from falling off the back of your equipment. Griddles come in manual or thermostatic controls, and larger sizes get two grease chutes.
Awesome. Where do folks go if they want to learn more about American Range?
They can either call their local rep or their dealer, or visit our website, AmericanRange.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Hey guys, here with Basil at Esten. Tell us what we got going on with this piece of equipment.
Well, what we want to talk about today is our quick ship program.
So what the quick ship program is all about is a certain series of products, four range tops, two bases, and then a cheese melter and a salamander. Basically what's happening here is from order, from PO, we will ship these from the factory within 3 to 5 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredibly fast. Now, where are these being manufactured out of?
Anaheim, California.
Okay. So right here in the United States.
That's right. That's right. All this product is coming out of Anaheim.
Okay. So is it like then when you're talking the build, is it add-on pieces? Like talk about like what the different specs and things that we can.
Yeah. Basically what you're looking at is you're looking at a countertop unit, right? From here up. So you select that, whether you want a French top, or you want open burners, you want a char broiler, you want a thermostatic griddle or a manual griddle, you pick whatever that is, and then you pick your oven base, which could be convection, wow, or could be standard, or it could just be, you know, a cabinet base. And then after that, if you want to mount it like this, you just select whether you want a cheese melter or you want a salamander, which is, you take the mechanism and rolls up and down. And that's it. So you pretty much modular, it's whatever the replacement piece maybe needs to be, and it's all about speed, and we can get it out of the factory.
Cool. I'm gonna go behind the camera. I want to show this, and I want you to open this. This is just gorgeous, like the stainless and everything.
Sure.
So we've got a six top burner here, and then let's go into the oven. Look at all that space. So if you're on the line and you need quick throw in the oven, you've got plenty of oven space to get everything done. It's not for towels and aprons. Use it for cooking. Then a beauty up here. All right. Basil, where does everyone go if they want to learn more about Heston?
HestonCommercial.com. And even when you go there, you can go to products. And you go to products, the first thing that shows up is Quick Ship.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
HospitalityChain.com, the world's first online hub designed for the hospitality, culinary, and catering industry. From leading food and beverage brands to professional food service equipment, HospitalityChain.com makes sourcing simple. Search, select, buy direct, and save all in one global marketplace.